From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Multiple news reports out of Turkey say Ankara and Russia have prepared a ceasefire agreement for all of Syria. But Russia is refusing to comment on the reports, and rebel groups say no such official truce has been agreed on. Sources told Reuters News Service that the agreement calls for Syria to be divided into zones and for President Bashar al-Assad to remain in power for at least a few years. A senior Turkish official says future talks will deal with Assad's role. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday that the U.S. Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November election.
You can expect that the Congress will investigate the Russian involvement in our elections, and I predict there will be bipartisan sanctions coming that will hit Russia hard, particularly Putin as an individual.
Russia has denied allegations that President Putin was personally involved in hacking. Russia's search teams say they have found at least two flight recorders from the military plane that crashed Christmas Day, killing all 92 on board when the plane plunged into the Black Sea. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Wednesday that the second black box had been found and an analysis is underway. The Defense Ministry also said 15 bodies have been found so far from the crash site. American actress Debbie Reynolds has died just one day after her actress daughter Carrie Fisher passed away. Reynolds suffered a stroke at the home of her son in Beverly Hills, California. Reynolds' son said the stress of his sister's death was too much for his 84-year-old mother. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.